But those truffular trees! All my life I've been searching for trees such as these. The touch of their tufts was much softer than silk, and they had the sweet smell of fresh butterfly milk. I felt a great leaping of joy in my heart. I knew just what I'd do. I unloaded my cart. In no time at all, I had built a small shop. Then I chopped down a truffula tree with one chop. And with great skillful skill and with great speedy speed, I took the soft tuft and I knitted a thneed. The instant I'd finished, I heard a gazump. I looked. I saw something pop out of the stump of the tree I'd chopped down. It was sort of a man. Describe him? That's hard. I don't know if I can. He was shortish and oldish and brownish and mossy, and he spoke with a voice that was sharpish and bossy. Mister, he said with a sawdusty sneeze, I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees have no tongues. And I'm asking you, sir, at the top of my lungs. He was very upset as he shouted and puffed. What's that thing you've made out of my truffula tuft? Look, Lorax, I said, there's no cause for alarm. I chopped just one tree. I am doing no harm. I'm being quite useful. This thing is a thneed. A thneed's a fine something that all people need. It's a shirt, it's a sock, it's a glove, it's a hat, but it has other uses. Yes, far beyond that. You can use it for carpets, for pillows, for sheets, or curtains, or covers for bicycle seats. The Lorax said, sir, you are crazy with greed. There is no one on earth who would buy that fool need. But the very next minute, I proved he was wrong. For just at that minute, a chap came along. And he thought that the thneed I had knitted was great. He happily bought it for $3.98. I laughed at the Lorax. You poor stupid guy. You never can tell what some people will buy.
I repeat, cried the Lorax. I speak for the trees.
I'm busy, I told him. Shut up, if you please. I rushed across the room and in no time at all built a radio phone. I put in a quick call. I called all my brothers and uncles and aunts and I said, listen here, here's a wonderful chance for the whole Onceler family to get mighty rich. Get over here fast. Take the road to North Nitch. Turn left at Weehawken, sharp right at South Stitch. And in no time at all, in the factory I built, the whole Onceler family was working full tilt. We were all knitting thneeds just as busy as bees to the sound of the chopping of truffula trees. Then, oh, baby, oh, how my business did grow! Now, chopping one tree at a time was too slow, so I quickly invented my super axe hacker, which whacked off four truffula trees at one smacker. We were making thneeds four times as fast as before. And that Lorax, he didn't show up anymore. But the next week, he knocked on my new office door. He snapped,
"I'm the Lorax who speaks for the trees, which you seem to be chopping as fast as you please. But I'm also in charge of the brown Baba Lutes, who played in the shade in their Baba Lute suits and happily lived eating truffula fruits. Now, thanks to your hacking my trees to the ground, there's not enough truffula fruit to go round. And my poor..."